You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I'll sail the sea until I croak. I fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Are you young and handsome, sir? Are you young and handsome, sir? Are you young and handsome, sir? Cried the fair young maiden.
I'm old and rough and dirty and tough, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I drink my gin, I dip my snuff, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I drink my whiskey when I can, whiskey from an old tin can, for whiskey is the life of man, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in, cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I break the door, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I've cuss and rant and roar, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I'll spin you yarns and tell you lies. I'll drink your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheek and black your eyes, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Sing me a love song low and sweet. Sing me a love song low and sweet. Sing me a love song low and sweet, cried the fair young maiden.
16 men on a dead man's chest, sang Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Yo, heave-ho and a bottle of rum, sang Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Oh, a high-rig-a-cheek and a jaunting car, ah, hee-ah-ho, what are you most done? Hooray, my boys, and the bull-jine run, sang Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed, cried the fair young maiden.
I've got me a wife in every port, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. The handsome gals is what I court, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. With my false heart and flattering tongue, I court them all, both old and young. I court them all, but marries none, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again? Cried the fair young maiden.
Never again I'll come no more, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Tonight I'm sailing from the shore, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. If you wait for me to come, setting and waiting and sucking your thumb, you'll wait until the day of your doom, says Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Goodbye.
Thank you. It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yes, it's Radiola, all right. No one else would present that sort of a juxtaposition in their right mind. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm ostensibly in my right mind. Radiola is, I would say, all lit up, because it refers to Barnacleville being all lit up like a Christmas tree, brightening the gloom wherever he went, one of nature's noblemen. So trying to be one of nature's noblemen myself, let's just say the show is all lit up in whatever way. And to brighten the December gloom that you might find yourself in. Barnacle Bill the Sailor was the first selection. Frank Luther singing it there. Both parts, I guess, 1928. Oh, yeah. Before the very interesting recording made by Hoagy Carmichael. That was the full version. And then Music in the Morgan Manor, Russ Morgan Manor, that is, Ragging the Scale, 1937. And I've been trying to do that for months now, and I'm ragging it. 1937, Ed Claypool composition, and you heard our theme. Oh, yes. Willard Robeson, the I Pan a Troubadour's Wake Up Chillin' and all that. You hear it every week, and some of you have complained. My feeling, that's when you take your bathroom break, when you hear something like that. So, in a prelude to the next bathroom break, we're going to play some wonderful things. Here's something that I had left over from last week from the new Rivermont CD of Charlie Strait and his orchestra. That's what I call Keane. And this describes me to an extent, but only to an extent. Too busy. 1928.
busy for my lovin', too busy for my pettin', that is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying to shake me and it's making me blue. I can't understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction, don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you. Thank you.
my queen. And this world was just a happy, happy dream. I wonder how I knew your charm before I held you in my arms. I know there's no one else that I adore. I wonder where we met before.
And there's the Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra with the silver masked tenor on the vocal, Joe White, actually, after he was unmasked. I wonder where we've met before. Well, we'll take off the mask and we'll find out. That was from 1925. Dionyvus, which was actually Savina was his real name, but he wanted to spell it backwards. And he used to, you know, he'd do that to disappear. It was like a comic book character. Dionyvus and his orchestra, Take Me Along, 1927, off a Supertone. It's one of those perfect masters, early electric. And I don't think Savino or Anivas, call him what you will, did many electrical recordings. So that's a bit of an interesting thing. I believe it was his own composition, too. Beginning with Charlie Strait and his orchestra, Too Busy, 1928. I think that was Frank Silvano on there singing that. I didn't notate it, but I think it was. 1928 from That's What I Call Keen on Rivermont. And buy that CD and a couple of more, and you might get some. You might get a little gift if you buy a couple of things from Rivermont, but you have to deal directly with them, and it's linked through Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. If you buy a bunch of stuff, you'll get a free CD, but if you buy a couple of things, you'll get a little LP, which is a delight, an absolute delight, both visually and orally, to be sure. We're going to continue with Kitty O'Connor, and why shouldn't we? 1926. This, I believe, is another Irving Berlin song, Because I Love You. And the other side of it is a Irving Berlin song. We played that recently, but here's the flip of that, Because I Love You, written by Irving Berlin. And it's got a couple of things in there that would clue you into that. Nice Columbia.
Can't forget, because I Into the splendor of midsummer's moonlight we strolled. Little we dreamed that the mysteries of love would unfold. Although I hardly knew you, although you hardly knew me, kissed by the perfume of summery breezes one evening, we wandered along, crooning a song far from the throng in the hush of the night, while the twinkling little stars played peekaboo, whispering they knew our rendezvous in the hush of the night. The moments ever too fast, then we were parted. Why was it goodbye just when love started? Who calls you divine, whose arms entwine all that was mine, only mine, dear, in the hush of the night? We wandered along, crooning a song far from the throng in the hush of the night, while the twinkling little stars played peekaboo, whispering they knew our rendezvous in the hush of the night. The moments passed ever too fast, then we were parted. Oh, why was it goodbye just when love started? Who called you divine, whose arms entwine all that was mine, only mine, dear, in the hush of
I could do till the night when I first met you. doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. I really didn't dream that the whole world could ever seem like a sweet paradise for two. Just me and you, and I never even thought such a lot of happiness ever existed for me, me, me. Can't imagine how, cannot even guess how I ever missed it, missed it. Never again, for I never knew what the moonlight could do till the night when I first met you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Simply got to say I never knew such happiness existed. Can't imagine how I ever missed it. Oh gee, let me tell you, I never knew what the moonlight would do till the night when I first met you. When I first met you, night when I first met you.
Freeman Gosden, Charles J. Carell, as Carell and Gosden, not as Amos and Andy, by the way, but as Carell and Gosden on a Victor 78. And that is one of two things I'm playing this week at the behest of my listener in Finland. And I'm glad to do that. I never knew what the moonlight could do, and I tried to clean it up. The other one was a little, I had better luck finding another copy of it. But that's a tough find there. I never knew what the moonlight could do. So a little crunch in there, but it's not bad. Before that, Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys, a rather unusual song, which one does not often hear. A tango tinge to it, In the Hush of the Night, 1929, beginning with Kitty O'Connor, Because I Love You, 1926, and that's as good a reason as any. This is Radiola, and Radiola is doesn't need a reason. It just goes ahead. It just plows like a great big Sherman tank of melody into your living room, and I hope doesn't do too much collateral damage. And I'm the commander of that tank, and you're welcome, tanks yourself. This is Radiola, and. Now we're going to play a few acoustic things here. Marion Harris in 1920, and she sings it. It's a good one. I Ain't Got Nobody.
Saying going all around this town, and I'm beginning to think it's true. Folks, it's awfully hard to love someone.
Isham Jones's orchestra, Someone Else Walked Right In. Oh, why not? 1923? Yes. Sounds like, six chairs, no waiting. Before that, Morrison's Jazz Orchestra on a Columbia in 1920. The tune is I Know Why. And the interesting thing, that is an early, an interesting orchestra. Not very jazzy per se, but it is notable for having a very young Jimmy Lunsford playing sax on that side. A very interesting. There aren't too many of those out there, but it's got historical significance. But it's all right. It's one of those like Clef Club type things, almost like James Reese Europe, but a little later. And Morrison's Jazz Orchestra. Why not? Before that, Marion Harris. And it occurs to me the juxtaposition of Marion and Morrison somehow makes me think of somebody sauntering and with six guns. You know the Duke. I could have played Duke Ellington after that, and that would have been a really interesting themed set. Marion Harris, I Ain't Got Nobody, 1920. This is Radiola, and sometimes these sets come just right themselves. Duke Ellington would have been perfect there if he had recorded acoustically. So, but we didn't have him, so we'll leave him alone. And maybe Wayne King might have been another one we could have chosen. This is Radiola, and we're just trying to be trying to get through without letting our brain do too much of the heavy lifting. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'll pick up the other end of that piano. Speaking of Jim Europe. Jim Europe's Four Harmony Kings, a vocal quartet, recorded. Noble Sissel was also deeply involved with that group. In 1919, here they are, what you might call a spiritual, One More River to Cross.
Brother Michael, won't you hand me down that road? Brother Michael, won't you hand me down that road? Dry on, dry on. Brother Michael, won't you hand me down?
Get away,
get away.
The soul allowed.
I don't know.
The soul allowed.
Running in our soul. I'm going to find out before I go. The soul allowed. Running in our soul.
The soul allowed.
I don't know.
The soul allowed.
Running in our soul. I'm going to find out before I go. The soul allowed. Running in our soul.
My old friend was too damn loud. He stole down to the chicken house. Took all the chickens that were in sight. And he said to me, my friend, good night. Now, who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
Now, who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
Down to the in-house on my knees. But I heard a kick and sneeze. Nothing but the rooster saying his prayers. Send his love to the hens upstairs. Now who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
Now who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
I'm going to cross a 40-acre field. Rattlesnake bit me on the heel. Turned right around, party to my bell. Left foot stuck in a hornet's nest. Now who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
Now who stole the dog?
I don't know.
Who stole the dog?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the dog? On the in-house door.
There was a man named Dr. Fay. Fell in the well and broke his neck. Served him right for he ought to be at home. Tended to the sick and let the well alone. Now who stole the log?
I don't know.
Who stole the log?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the log? On the in-house door.
Now who stole the log?
I don't know.
Who stole the log?
On the in-house door. I'm going to find out before I go. Who stole the log? On the in-house door.
Say, boy, what's that you got in your hand?
A pair of dice.
Pair of dice? Let's have a little dice game. Oh, man, two bets I'll shoot.
I got a dime.
Got a dime?
I got a dime.
Nickel mo.
I catch another nickel.
Yeah, I'll go. Pop, seven dice. Whoop, wait a minute. Grab that money. Grab that dice.
Might be the
law. Might be the law, that. Who is that out there?
This is Colonel Franklin, the landlord.
The landlord? But what's the landlord want around here?
Well, your rent was due on the 13th, and this is done at 22.
Fellas, what is I'ma do?
I tell you what let's do.
What's that?
Let's give a house rent for
them. Well, what is that?
Well, you invite everybody and make them pay at the dough.
Oh, I see. Now, that's a good idea. Now, y'all get that beat-up change what we got here, and we'll start this house rent party off ourselves. We'll have Brother Big Eye round up the folks around the neighborhood.
Good idea.
Now that everything is going to be all right, I'll start this off right now. Now everything is good and ready. From liquor down to spaghetti, we're gonna have a ball until the four walls fall. But it's house rent party day. You don't need no invitation, for it will be an open station. Tap lightly on that bell, we can hear you swell. But it's house rent party day. Why don't you climb up them stairs, sample the wares, 'cause nobody cares what you may say or do. You'll see cheeky fellas buzzing with brown skin sheepers by the dozen. They're gonna cut the rug and holler, bring a jug, 'cause it's house rent party day. Oh, beat it out, Eddie Miller. This certainly turned out to be a fine social. Look, even the landlord is swinging.
Yes, sir. I'm having an enjoyable time.
Well, if you really want to enjoy this party, why don't you grab that band's guitar and swing in with the band?
Ha, 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 I believe I will.
And there's the Harlem Hotshots, Wingy Minone, House Rent Party Day, 1935. Wingy was there, Nappy Lamar was there. Good stuff. Who can say? It's just, hot stuff off an old Melotone. I don't know how many were actually in Harlem, but I think Wingy was all over the place, and more from New Orleans, I believe. Before that, the Southland Jubilee Singers, Who Stole the Lock Off the Henhouse Door, 1928 off A Champion 78, and a very sprightly thing, too. Beginning with Jim Europe's Four Harmony Kings, One More River to Cross, 1919. That was right before James Reese Europe died suddenly as a result of an attack by one of his own band mates there. Which was very sad. The guy had obviously had a derangement and stabbed him. Not a pleasant thought. So watch out who you take on board. This is Radiola, and we're very careful. whatever that word was. I'm thinking of sending it to Sarah Palin to see if she can use it in the next speech. We're very careful about whom we associate, but with whom what we do associate, and we are very try to be circumspect in our use of language, and occasionally fall down on the job trying to do that. Perhaps it is the amoxicillin talking. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the currently medicated practitioner here. Radiola continues, and does it ever continue? Here's Dick Hyman and Tom Pletcher. We played one of these last week, If Bix Played Gershwin, an early Gershwin composition, Rialto Ripples, played by Tom Pletcher in the style of Bix Beiderbecke. Dick Hyman just playing amazingly as always, and our friends Dan Levinson and Vince Giordano are on this gig too. A lot of great musicians, but it's on Arbor's if you want to go grab it. Why shouldn't you? It's a good one. And here then is Rialto Ripples, recorded about 7 years ago.